Well, Iowa Western Community College celebrating its 50th anniversary, and we're visiting with Dr. Dan Kinney. Thanks for your time.
Oh, you bet. Glad to visit with you.
Pretty exciting stuff, 50 years, and the changes from day one to now. How do you even describe them to people?
Well, I think it's probably undescribable, quite honestly. When the Iowa legislature passed the legislation creating the community colleges back in 1966, there were no facilities except there were a few of the old junior colleges that were in operation that got folded into the process. But, you know, everything was in rental buildings, you know, some of them were spread all over town. You know, it was an interesting time, I'm sure. I wasn't around. As I tell people, I was a junior in high school, so it wasn't my fault. But
kind of a ragtag operation at that time, that with a lot of plans and a lot of opportunities there, but, you know, it had its humble beginnings. I know at one time a lot of folks would think of community colleges a few decades ago in terms of, oh, that's the tech school. Mm-hmm. You've had to kind of remake the image publicly in addition to doing a lot with facilities. It's really been quite a transformation.
Well, it really has, and, you know, a lot of the junior colleges that were in existence when the law was passed in 1966 were really offering only the first 2 years of the baccalaureate degree. And, of course, the law contained in the requirements that the community colleges in Iowa would be what they called comprehensive community colleges. And so an important element of our curriculum is the first 2 years of the baccalaureate degree with students that are planning to transfer on to become not just nurses, but educators, attorneys, et cetera. And then a lot of what we call career programs where the students are educated to go directly into industry after they earn their degree. And one of the big changes that we've seen is that employers are finding it more difficult to find qualified employees. Technology has really changed jobs. Manufacturing is not what it used to be. It's all about computers and various kinds of equipment now, and not as much labor. And, you know, the Design Tech program here at Atlantic is a great example of that. That is a very highly technical career. And, you know, the first year when we started offering the program here, one of the issues was the students and their math backgrounds, because it requires a lot of math to be able to do the work and actually to learn the courses for that particular career. But, boy, those students go out and get tremendous jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and community colleges have different meanings for different people. And that's fine, because everybody has a niche to fill. For some folks, it might be the cost savings, maybe spending a couple of years there to get yourself ready to transfer to that four-year school. A lot of the credits are very transferable in a lot of the in-state institutions, so it works out real well. For some folks, it's just the convenience being local. It just fits a lot of different types of needs.
Well, of course, that's true. And our tuition is about a third of the tuition at the Regents Universities in Iowa, and we have articulation agreements where our students who take the first 2 years of the baccalaureate degree, as long as they've picked a major, every course they take will transfer and apply to their degree. Sometimes students change their majors, and then they find that, well, I didn't have some of the right courses when I transferred, and that can be an issue. But I think, and I always tell students this, it's a lot better to change your major, to change your mind, and get into a career field that you're really going to be happy with than to not do that. So.
Well, and it's great to see, from a facilities standpoint, to see the changes over time, too. The facility that we have now here in Atlantic with the Cass County Center, I don't know, maybe this is better than the original Iowa Western facility was over in Council Bluffs. A lot of them started out like in strip malls in different places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, all the facilities that we have today are much, much better than what we've had in the past. But, you know, we were very fortunate here at Atlantic to be able to purchase this building and then gradually build it out internally as we grew. And right now, just looking at the enrollment report last week, our four centers, our greatest enrollment is right here at the Atlantic Center. So it has really, really grown over time. And there's the old joke about build it and they will come. Well, I'm not sure that's quite true. But if you have adequate facilities, obviously it makes it a lot more amenable for students.
Oh, no doubt. Well, and when you take a look at where things have come and where things are going to go, it seems as though you were trying to fill a niche early on through the community college process, but now it's more targeted identifying what's there, what's the future. The design technology program is a great example of that.
Yeah, it really is. And we work closely with business and industry folks. We have what we call industry sector boards in all six of the major sectors that we look at. And we talk with them on a monthly basis and stay in communication with changes that are happening in their world so that obviously we can change the curriculum to make it fit with what students are going to need to know when they go out into the world of work. And so that's an important factor. But probably our biggest trouble, our biggest struggle is staying up with technology that business and industry is adopting.
Is it easier, though, for a facility like this to change with what the needs are as opposed to, like, a large university?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we don't have a huge committee structure that has to go through years of debate before they do something. If we see a need, you know, when business and industry approaches us or we see changes that are happening in careers, we can make those within 6 months. And this facility is a really good example. You know, we had already owned this facility, but we would only build out about a third of it. And Siemens Corporation approached us and sold us on the idea of the design tech program and how important it was. And, you know, if we had been a typical university, I'm not sure how many years it would have taken. But in 6 months, we had this program up and running. So.
And it's obviously paid its way here. Whoa. It's done very well.
Well, it's done very well, and the thing that we're proud of is that the students last year, our graduating class, went out with an average, this is an average for the whole class, of $45,000 starting salary. One of the young men told me that he started at $57,000 a year, and that's with a two-year degree.
Yeah, good for them. I'm sure no one 50 years ago could have looked in the crystal ball and seen exactly where things have come with community colleges. Things change, you morph with the times, but is it difficult to think ahead another 25, 50 years? Maybe, you know, when you get to that 100-year anniversary of when the community college system was developed here in Iowa, what in the world will it look like then?
You know, I'm not really sure, and I'm not really sure that it's something I'm going to spend a lot of time on because I'm not going to be around. One of the things that we're doing as a part of our 50th celebration is we're burying a time capsule, and the staff and employees, the students have been collecting all kinds of things that they want to put in the time capsule. But they asked me to write a letter to the president of Iowa Western in 2066. And when I sat down to do that, it was like, well, what am I going to write? And it was kind of difficult. I said, you know, I'm not going to try to predict 50 years from now. I'm just going to tell him about some of the issues that we've addressed and some of the issues that I see in the next few years, not that many years, and then let him make the comparison, him or her, make the comparisons 50 years from now as to how things really worked out.
Well, there are always challenges, and education always has to overcome some different challenges and things, but overall, it's been pretty successful.
Well, it has, and, you know, we fill an important niche in the state of Iowa, and the one thing that has really evolved in the last 5 years is the fact that everyone, the governor speaks about this a lot, have recognized what are called middle skill jobs, that it doesn't take a bachelor's degree or more to fill most of the jobs in Iowa. I think the number is something like 67%. But it takes more than a high school education. And so community colleges have really become more center to the economic development in the state of Iowa.
With that said, do you think that community college systems have an opportunity here in Iowa to maybe have more of an impact, to be more successful than they do in perhaps some other states?
Well, I certainly think that you know, as much as we complain about legislation and legislators, there are some laws in place in Iowa that other states don't have. Now, they'll probably copy us. I know the state of Nebraska has been looking at some of the things that we do in Iowa. But Some of the funding streams are designed specifically to force community colleges and businesses to work together. And that partnership has been huge, and it's a very important one. And so I think some smart decisions have been made in the past, and certainly that's an important element of where we are today.
Absolutely. Well, and the outreach has always been good. The attention has always been terrific. The easiest thing in the world for an administration like yours or others involved with the colleges to put everything into the Council Bluffs campus, but that's never been the goal. There's always been a lot of attention put out here, a lot of outreach, and a lot of resources put into these other centers too, and we appreciate that.
Sure, you bet. Well, and it's an important part of trying to make education available, higher education available to everyone in our whole 7-county district, and that's been really important to us. One of the next things that's going to happen as a result of legislation that was passed last year is that we're going to be working much more closely with the high schools and as they develop some new career and technical programs that are required by that new law. And that's going to be an exciting time, and certainly will allow us, but more so the high schools, to offer more options to young people.
Hard to believe there could be more options. There are so many right now. Yeah. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and appreciate you coming over here today and helping celebrate.
You bet. Well, thank you. I wouldn't have missed it, and enjoyed visiting with you.